Kishvem lapas. Right, is zahav shochet. What does zahav shochet mean? Shenit pekechut. That means it's very thin. It's a very soft type of a gold that you can flatten it out to make it into a thread. Much like the big day kohen gadol, the big day kohen was made out of gold also. They used to take the gold and make it into threads. So the thread, it was a very thin type of a gold, you can make it into threads. That's also very chosh of a gold. Fighter, what does zahav soga mean? Yeah, what does zahav soga mean? Closed gold. That means b'shor sheniftach, when they used to open up this store to sell this type of a gold, kol ha'chanuyas nizgoris. All other stores that sold gold had a closed up shop. In other words, this was such a good gold that this gold was better than all the other golds. But still there was a better gold. Zahav peruyim. What does zahav peruyim mean? Shedoyim aladam aporim. That gold looks like the dam, the blood of an ox. And mainly that's what our Mishnah says. On Yom Kippur, they used to use the gold, a red gold. That's the best type of a gold. Ravashi yoma chamishen. There's only five different types of gold. V'chol chad v'chad isbe zahav u'zahav toiv. But all these different type of five gold, each one of them has a better type of that gold and a regular type of that gold. There's a zahav, a regular gold, and a zahav toiv. Of each one of these different five gold, there's a better type and a less degree of that type of a gold itself. We went also like this, that the whole yom ho yisahav yorit. The whole year round, the golden shovel they used to bring the coals inside to the mizbech apnim was from like a yellowish gold, for our greenish gold. For hayoyim on Yom Kippur, Odom, it was red. For haynu zahav peruyim, that's the best type of a gold, zahav peruyim. Shedoyim l'dam aporim, it looks red like the blood of an ox. That's how red that gold looks. Right, the b'chol yoyim makriv pras shachris. What every day they brought the keteris also. They brought pras in the morning, the pras ben arbayim. And the Mishnah says b'chol yoyim hoisadaka. Every day the keteris was chopped up very fine. For hayoyim daka min adaka. But the special keteris that was used on Yom Kippur to go lefnai lefnim, that was chopped up extra special fine. How do we know this? Tana rabbanan. The pasuk says daka. It says by Yom Kippur the keteris should be daka fine. Ma talmud loyim. What does it have to say it for? V'aloi kfar nemar. The pasuk already says in Shemois. V'shachakto mimeno hodik. You should grind it up fine. What does that say again by your boydus of Yom Kippur daka again? And Elohovi daka min adaka. The teacher that the special kateris he used on Yom Kippur has to be extra special fine. It has to be mamish ground up much better. Fighter b'chol yoyim kahanim oylem b'mizrocha shokedis. This the Mishnah says the whole year round, okay, the kahanim when they went up to do the avodah on the mizbeach, they used to walk up the plank, the kevish. So they used to walk up on the right side of the plank, the mizrach side of the kevish, and go around on all the four corners of the mizbech, and come down the opposite side, the marav side of the kevish. In other words, the mizbech was like this here, and the plank, the kevish was over here, was 16 amos wide. So they used to come up here. Now it says they come up on the mizrach side, and then they would walk around the mizbech and come down on the marav side of the kevish. So Mara says, why? The Yom Amar, we learned that kol pinoi shata poiner lo yei eladerech yimin lemizrach. Anytime you have to make a turn, you always have to turn to the right side. So therefore, the kohanim were coming up the kevish like this. So when they came up, they had to make a right turn. So they had to go to here first. And when you went up on the mizbeach, I was covered on mizbeach, let's say you had to go to the middle, or you had to go to over here. He wasn't allowed to walk straight across on the mizbeach. Al kovod ha-mizbech, you always had to walk around the corners of the mizbech to get to wherever you want to. So since you had to go up, you had to make a right turn. So Mela, when you come up to mizbech this way, you have to first make a right turn. So that's called mizrach. Therefore, when they're walking up the plank, they walked up already mizrach side, to be able to make the right turn to mizrach, then go to Sulfin, then go to Marav, then go back to Durham, and then come down here, on the Marav side of the Kevish, they went down. Because always you have to make a right turn. For Hayoi, Mashenk, and on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, B'yemtza, Oilem B'yemtza, V'yardim B'yemtza. He was allowed to walk up right in the middle of the plank, and come down again in the middle of the plank. My time a while. So Gemara says, Mishum Kvoidu the Kohen Gadol. To give cover, to give respect to the Kohen Gadol. In other words, like Rashi says, to show is like a Ben Bayis. He's our shliach of the whole Klal Yisrael to show he's very close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, when he goes on top of the Mizbech, he could just walk straight through the Mizbech. He doesn't have to be careful to make a right turn only to go in the corners of the Mizbech to be afraid. He's allowed to walk straight inside the Mizbech. Therefore, he could go up the middle and come down again the middle. As if to say, so he's so choshev, he's a kovid to Klal Yisrael, he's now the shliach with the whole Klal Yisrael. Right, the Bechol Yen, the Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol Makadosh Yodav Raglav Menakir. Though year round, even the Kohen Gadol, the first man the Yom holds, that he used to use the Kiyah to wash his sins. But in Yom Kippur, though, he used to have a special Kitten Shokesev, Shozov, to wash his sins. A special Chevi Yah to wash his sins. My time, why? Mishum Kvoidish or Kohen Gadol. To give cover to the Kohen Gadol, we made sure he had his own special a Kli, his own special golden Kli, to Makadosh his hands with, it was filled with water. The Mishnah says, the whole year round there were four different fireplaces on top of the Mizbeach. Tana Rabbanan, so Bryce says like this, every day of the year, the first man Yom says there are only two fireplaces on top of the Mizbeach. But on Yom Kippur, Sholish. That everybody holds. There was one extra one for covered Yom Kippur. And the extra one was because on Yom Kippur you had a special Ketoris. You had to bring the Keteris, Lefmai Lefnim, the special Keteris of Molei Chofnov. So today, to get coals for the special Keteris of Lefmai Lefnim, there was a special Maroch, a special fireplace on top of the outside Mizbech that used to take the coals from that fireplace and this golden shovel to bring it in Lefmai Lefnim. So Tanakam holds the whole year there was only two, and in Kippur there was three. Now, Achas Maroch Gedela, one was the big Maroch Gedela to burn all the fats, all the Emurim of the Kabonis. To you, that was Ike Marocho, the fireplace. The Yachas Marocho Shnir Shekateris. And the second smaller fireplace on the side of it was, in order every day they had to bring the Keteris, so you had to take coals from that fireplace to bring inside the Mizbech HaPnim. There was a special Marocho in order to get coals for the Keteris. The Yachas Shemasifim Boy Bayoim. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was but one more for Yom Kippur for the special Keteris that was brought in the Flying Lefnim, that had to take the shovelful, the golden shovelful of these coals to bring inside the Flying Lefnim, that had a special Maroch on the outside, Mizbeach HaChitzon. We have Yoisi Yoimer, Bechol Yoim Sholosh. So year round there were three Marochas, three fireplaces on top of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outside Mizbeach. Vahayoim on Yom Kippur, but there was an extra one, a fourth one. Again, for the Keteris, special Keteris of Yom Kippur, the Flying Lefnim. Achash Maroch Gedola. So year round, you had one big one for the Maroch Gedola to burn all the Murim, all the Kabonis. The Achas Maroch Shnir Shekhtaris. A second one for the Keteris that was brought every single day in order to have special coals to take into the Mizbeach HaPnim. The Achash Kiyamesh. There was another one, stand that there should always be a fire burning on the Mizbeach. That's called Kiyamesh. To keep the ash going. Or Rashi says, Kiyamesh means Shim Ein Ash Shemaroch Gedola Mizgaber. Sometimes if the Maroch, the big fireplace, the fire is not burning so well, Masif and Olam is there. You have to have another place to store fire, to take fire from there, to bring it on the Mizbech Achi, on the Maroch Gedolah. So there was a third Maroch, like a storage fire, to always make sure there's fire burning on the Mizbech. That just in case the Maroch Gedolah goes down a little bit, the fire starts to go out, you could take fire from there and bring it over to here. That's the third Maroch you had. And Yom Kippur, you had a fourth one to cover the terrorist that was brought to the of him. Rabbi Meir, some of the Gershom Meir, Oimer, that the whole Yom Arba, every day, no, there were four Marochas every day. And Yom Kippur, there was an extra one, a fifth one. One was the big Marocha every day to burn the Emurim of the Karbonis. The Achash Marocha Shnir Shekateris. A second Marocha on the side, a smaller one, was to have coals to use for the Keteris you bring every single day, to bring in the Mizbech HaPnim. The Achas Shokimesh. A third one was to make sure there's always fire burning on the Mizbech. So in case the fire on the Maroch Gedolah goes out a little bit, you'll take fire from the third Maroch. The Achas, there was a fourth one the whole year round, Le'evorim Pedorim, for the Emurim, for the pieces of meat of the Karbonelo, or Pedorim, the fats of the other Karbonis, Shloinis Achlum Meberim. If it wasn't burnt up yet, when it came nighttime, so they didn't put it back to Maroch Gedolah, they put it onto a fourth Maroch they had, that a special Maroch for the Evarim Abdorim, Shloin Nislachlu Miberev. So Rashi learned Shloin Nislachlu means it wasn't even eaten up yet, Shloin Nitnu a Maroch, was not put on the Maroch yet. Or else, I Nitnu, or else it was put on the Maroch Gedolah, well, you speak all the Sachal, but the big Maroch didn't have enough time to burn it up yet. and now the marocha goes out, you don't have to have that marocha burning the whole night. So mainly we had a fourth marocha now to burn the fats or the avorim that wasn't burned throughout the daytime. The one that burned at nighttime had a special marocha for it. This is Rabbi Meishita. And and the fifth one you had the covered Yom Kippurim for the special keteruch that was brought lefnei lefnim on Yom Kippur. Tumor says the kula yalm, everybody holds miyos tarti islu. Everybody holds our kopon. There was at least two marochas, two fireplaces on the mizbech the whole year round. Minolon. How do we know you have to have two? Omakto, the pasuk says he oila al moito al mizbech kol alayla. That means zu marocha gedola. This is considered the marocha gedola. That has to be a big fireplace to burn pshita, to burn the murim. To eish, then the pasuk says, "V'eisha mizbech tukat boi." There should always be a fire burning on the mizbech. Zum arocha shnir shekateris. This is the second fireplace that should be there to have coals to bring in for the keteris that was brought in the hechol on the mizbech apnim every single day, twice a day. Rabbi Yosi. How does he know you have to have a third marocha, that there should always be fire burning, they always have fire on hand? Naftali, he learns it out from this pasuk. Mivoesh ala mizbeach, tukat boy. It says the extra vav. Vyesh ala mizbeach, tukat boy. Mivoesh, this is another pasuk. Mivoesh ala mizbeach, tukat boy. There should always be a fire burning on the mizbeach. For Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this pasuk? He only says there are two. You don't have this third one. Rabbi Yehuda, who lehatzosa liyosa Yehuda yosa. This pasuk is coming to teach us that you have to have the burning of the wood has to be on the marocha, on the mizbeach. In other words, the hatzosa liyosa, Rashi says, that means the Rashi aliyosa kisam dakim, the small splinters, like small toothpicks. No, they're the matches. How do you start to fire the marocha gedolim? You have to have very small twigs. And you light them up, and then that causes fire to light the bigger wood. Now, the small matches, you start the fire. Are you allowed to start the fire on the bottom and carry it up to the mizbeach? Or do you have to start to light even those small tzomim, those small matches, even on top of the mizbeach? That's the Yehuda Shita. This pasuk is telling us even these small twigs, to make start the fire, also has to be started on top of the marocha. But there are only two marochas, the marocha gedolah and the marocha shnia shekateris. But how do you start the big marocha? You can't start the fire on the bottom and carry it up. You have to start the fire on top. The Tanya learned like this. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda used to say, Minayan, how do we know? Lehatzosas aliyosa. That the lighting of these twigs, these small fire, when you start the small fire, Shloitei ela barosha shel mizbeach, even this should also only be on top of the mizbeach. Talmud Leimer, we learn out from a pasuk, V'yoheish al ha-mizbeach tukat boi. The fire should be on top of the mizbeach. That's where you start burning it. Because even the beginning of the fire should also be ala mizbeach. That's what the Yehuda does with this pasuk. So therefore it's good why he doesn't have a third pasuk to say there's a third marocha, but rather use this pasuk to teach us that how do you start the fire of the marocha gedolah, even starting the fire also has to be on top of the mizbeach. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rishi said, Minayin shoyse marocha l'kiyemesh. So how does Rabbi Yosef know to say that there's a sheet that holds you need three marochas? You have to have a special marocha fireplace to keep fire going on the mizbeach to have a storage of fire there. Talmud Lomim, the pasuk says the extra vav v'yoeish al mizbeach tukat boi v'yoeish, and the fire should always be there. Rabbi Yosi hatzosa for the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi hatzosa liyosu minolei. How does he know that even the lighting of the twigs also have to be on top of the mizbeach? He uses this pasuk v'yoeish al mizbeach tukat boi to teach us you always have to have a third marocha on the mizbeach. So how does he know even lighting the twigs for the first big marocha has to also be on top of the mizbeach? Naftali learns it out. From where Reb Shimon learns it out from. The Tanya learned like this. The pasuk says, "V'nosnu b'nei Aaron akoyin eshal mizbeach." Lima to teach us al hatzos al yoso. For even lighting these small twigs, shaloite el b'koyin kosher. You can only have a kosherik akoyin lighting these twigs over klisharis, and the koyin also has to be wearing his big dekuna. B'shas, he lights the twigs even, to make the fire. On the marocha, he has to be wearing his big dekuna, and it has to be done with a kosher koin. Divrei Reb Yehuda. This is the way Reb Yehuda dashim this posik. Oh, Maloi Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon asks back to him, V'chisal al-daitcha, could a person think? How could a person enter his mind to think? Shezah korol magabi mizbeach. Like, what's the havamina to say? You need a koin kosher to light the fire. Pshita. Like, is a zar, not a koin, allowed to go on top of the mizbeach? You're not allowed to go on top of the mizbeach. Only a kohen can go on top of the mizbeach.
And vice versa, since the lighting of the fire has to be on top of the Mizbeach, so Pshita you have to have a Kohen. What does the Pesukav tell us? It has to be the Kohen Kosher over Kli Shoras. Elas come to teach us, Elimad ala tzos ala yosa, shloitei ela barosh Hashem Mizbeach. That's the Chiddush of this Pesuk. Otherwise, I would have thought, maybe you could start the twigs on the floor, so then you don't need a Kohen, it's not a Gabi Mizbeach. It's come to teach us, no, that the lighting of the twigs also has to be bedafka on top of the Mizbeach. Once I know it has to be on top of the Mizbeach, now Pshiton, it has to be done with a kosher, a kohen, and wearing the big dekuna. Because otherwise you can't go on top of the Mizbeach. If you have Yehuda, what does Yehuda do with this? From this last posik, I would have thought like this. Like, why does Yehuda need another posik to teach us that the lighting of the fire has to be on top of the Mizbeach, like we had before? Yehuda learned it out from V'yesh al Mizbeach tukat boy. Why doesn't he learn it out from this posik, V'nosnum b'yaron akrein eshal Mizbeach? Why doesn't Yehuda learn out that the lighting of the fire has to be on top of the Mizbeach from the same pasuk that Rabbi Shimon learns it out from this last pasuk of V'nosnu b'le'aron akorin eshal Mizbeach? So Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even may hosim from this last pasuk alone, I would have thought, koyar arya, it could be you could stand on the floor lighting the fire. V'yove b'mafucha, and just like blow the fire on top. True, the twigs have to be first lit on top of the fire. But who says the kohen has to be standing on top of the Mizbeach? Maybe the kohen could be standing on the floor. And like with a mafucha, with a blower, he'll blow the fire to the top of the Mizbeach. Kamash Blunt, that's one of the first Pesach of Yehuda says, V'yesh al Mizbeach tukah boy, no. The lighting of the fire, the whole thing has to be dafka on top of the Mizbeach. How does Rabbi Meir know to say there was this new Marocha, the fourth Marocha, that he says you have to have a special fireplaces for the pieces of meat or the fat that weren't burned up until
yesterday? If you want to burn them today, you have to have a new Marocha.
Nafli learns it out from Mivoesh, from the word Vov, the extra Vov, Mivoesh. For Rabbanim, what do Rabbanim do with this? Vov lo darshin, they don't darshin the word Vov, they don't darshin Vyesh, the extra Vov, they don't darshin. So clearly before, when I said the word v'yesh before, it's not dafkas the vav. This is the first time the Gemara says the word vav as v'yesh. Before it just means time, v'yesh ha-mazbeach tukah boy. It wasn't the extra vav before, like I said before. It wasn't the extra vav. Only here he says, he dashes now, v'yesh. The extra vav is teaching us there's an extra marocha to be there for lighting the pieces of meat that weren't burnt until the night time. And the Rabbanan hold not like that. The Rabbanan said this vav is not for an extra drosha. For at Gemara though good, there's no fourth special marocha. But the pieces of meat or the fats that were not burnt on the Marocha until nighttime, what do they do with it? Like, how do you burn it? The Havamina Vaistas is that the Marocha Gedola, you only have enough wood there to burn throughout the whole daytime. But when it comes nighttime already, the fire more or less goes down. So if the fire goes down, there's no more fire there. How do you burn the Evorim Epidorim that weren't burned through the daytime? You want to burn at nighttime. Like, what do you do with it? So Marian says, Mahadaluhu the Marocha Gedola. They put it back now on top of the Marocha Gedola. The Tanya will learn like this. Minayin, how do we know? Li'evorim u'pedorim shlo'nisachim u'beriv. How do you know that any pieces of the meat or the fats or the carbon that has to be burnt, if it wasn't burnt by daytime, and you want to burn it at nighttime, what do we do with it? Minayin, how do we know? She'soidru and alha mizbeach. You take a put it on top of the big mizbeach. You take a put it on top of the mizbeach, the Marocha Gedola. And you put it on top of the Marocha Gedola. She has surgery on Agad Mizbeach. V'yim ein ma'achzikon, if the Mizbeach can't take it. In other words, it's too full up there, or there's no more fire. She has surgery on Al-Kevish. Put it on the Kevish, leave it on the plank. Oy Agad Mizbeach, or else leave it on the Seviv in the meantime. Ad she'yasa Marocha Gedola, until you fix up again the Marocha Gedola. Let's put the fire back onto the Marocha Gedola again. The surgery, and then put this on top of the Marocha Gedola. But I call upon him, you always only used one big marocha to burn all the karbonis. Talmud Lema, the Pesuk says, Asher toichal eish es oilo, ala mizbeach. It always has to be ala mizbeach. It's Rashi, Asher toichal es oilo, in main of lignin litchil osoi, to aksiv oilo al moito, to no lignin soifon. Even at the end, all the burning of the karbonis has to only be on top of this one big marocha. And if any time the fire goes out and it's too full, leave the piece of meat on the side and go to fix up the marocha again and then put this piece of meat back on top of the big marocha. But according to Rabbanan, there was no fourth marocha, there was only three marochas and not more.
Alright, we'll go over again this last Gemara in the next tape, just in the beginning of the last Amid. We'll go over again the next tape. Alright, we'll stop here. didn't even realize this was an avodah zarah. Or they didn't realize this avodah was also. They didn't realize the whole thing was also. Well, somebody thought the whole thing was mutter. They didn't realize it.
Like having a pet store?
Yeah, right. They didn't realize it, right.
אומר את הכהן גדל בסדר, בגלל חשיבותו, that he has to go straight.
He's allowed to go straight up, right?
Is that also because of חולשה?
But then more doesn't say that, more says better. More says that's משום כבודי. More doesn't say that's משום that.
He doesn't look for כבוד.
Which one?
Yeah. Hmm? Ладно, я не буду читать.